ladies and gentlemen, the Vegas Golden Knights.
We want our team to be known for dedication, honor, strength, courage, and a commitment to never give up, both on the ice and off. We want our team to be committed to teamwork, service to this great city, and integrity in all things. And we wanted a name and logo that represented all of this and was unique to Las Vegas and our community. Vegas Golden Knights is that name. We selected Knights because Knights are the defenders of the realm and protect those who cannot defend themselves.
You guys are gonna fucking suck. It is Friday, November 25th, and you are listening to Habs Fan vs. Leafs Fan. I am Kamal Rahman, Habs Fan, and joining me, as always, is Ari Shapiro, Leafs Fan. Ari.
Very.
How are you?
Very excited.
Very excited.
Thrilled, even.
Is that because we now have officially 31 NHL franchises? And now one with names and a color. They all have names and colors now. The Vegas Golden Knights.
They do. And for real enthusiasts of EA NHL hockey, they'll be pretty much spending the entire evening laughing and giggling at the fact that the new logo looks like some kind of prestige award. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that.
What a terrible logo.
Like something from the gaming consoles mm-hmm. of yesterday and today. Apparently, like NHL 94 had some sort of logo that looks similar to what the Vegas Golden Knights came up with. You know,
listen. You and I both are thrilled that there's an announcement about a new franchise. I didn't think it would happen. You know, for a lot of years, it seemed like in the early 2000s, especially, there was a push to get an expansion going, but there was always the argument that it didn't make any sense. And finally, it's made sense, and the Golden Knights are here, and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Golden Knights? That's the best you could come up with?
Well, I'm okay with the name because I understand the owner's ties with the West Point and the Navy, and they're
sure.
the Black Knights, but then because of trademark infringement and all that stuff, he wanted to keep that tie-in, so Golden Knights I'm okay with, and I actually like the logo. It's not bad.
It's one of those logos that probably grows on the fan base, and then all the outsiders, after it's accepted, begin to realize it's not bad at all. Kind of like the Raptors.
Yeah. Oh, no, the Raptors, that still stinks.
You still don't like it?
Yeah, referencing a movie from 1995 that, you know, it ain't Schindler's List, but I have seen it 8 times.
Yeah, and of course, you would bring up your awesome knowledge of films. And the fact that you're a big Michael Crichton fan, right? You love Jurassic Park. You love Westworld.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of it's disturbing when you have to draw upon that kind of inspiration from movies. Because sometimes you come up with really weird names. And I think Golden Knights is one of those names that'll be debated, you know, about for quite some time to come. Because I still can't imagine what that means. Like, you tell someone, I'm a Golden Knight.
Yeah.
It's not like telling someone you're a Canadian or you're a Maple Leaf. That's kind of cool and interesting. Golden Knights, like, what does that mean? Do you have to fight me to the death?
Maybe the name will shorten over time and people will just refer to them as the Knights or something like that.
Yeah.
But maybe we'll also get more clarity on the pronunciation of Vegas, because I pronounce it Vegas.
I pronounce it Lou Vega. I don't know.
You pronounce it Vegas, I think I've heard you say.
Yeah.
And then I hear a lot of people also say Vegas, like Megan and Megan. I'm not sure what the actual pronunciation. So I'm interested to see. And I'm going to go by what Ron McLean says. If Ron McLean says Vegas, then I'll start pronouncing Vegas, Vegas. That's who I'm going by.
Ron McLean, the man who was gone for too long. During the Strombolopoulos era.
Yeah, but luckily he's back, and that's all. It's actually really good, because I'm glad he's back. But you know who else is back?
I love it.
And I think you'll be glad about him being back, is your buddy, Austin Matthews. He's back on the score sheet. He scored 2 the other night. finally got off the schneid. What was it? 11 games? 12 games?
It was 13 games. 13 it was 13 games. And the thing is, I bet you knew that. You just wanted to kind of lessen the declaration of what I guess you'd call it impotence that he went through there, because he pretty much disappeared for about 2 weeks, more or less.
Actually, it's funny. I was actually going to say 15 games because I was thinking of Brendan Gallagher's current slump of 15 games. So that's why the number 15.
Is it that much? Huh?
Yes, 15? Yes.
Oh, that's embarrassing. Embarrassing for a player that was touted to get over the hump, what, back in 2014?
Yeah.
Is it a step backwards? Are you worried about young Gallagher?
No. He's still playing with the vigor that he does. It's just not going in for him. He hit a crossbar the other night. But there's other slumping folks that he's playing with now. Pacioretty,
sure,
and Plekanec. They're all slumping. Pacioretty got a lucky game winner last night, but it should come around, I think. History, as you and I like to always refer to, is an indicator of things to come.
Well, in Matthew's case, I would like to think that this was an anomaly. I don't think you're going to see another stretch of 13 games without a goal. He's too good. You watch this kid and you're like, how did he go 13 games without scoring a goal? I mean, I know how he went 13 goals without scoring, primarily because of really weak perimeter play. He's got to mix it up more, like my man Mitchell Marner, future Calder winner.
Yeah, he might be a nominee for that, but I think too many Leafs are going to split the vote and Finnish kid out in Winnipeg is going to win that thing hands down.
Probably.
Yeah. And speaking of Austin, did you hear we got more exclusive footage, a speciality here at Habs Fan versus Leafs Fan, our ability to get exclusive footage?
It's amazing. I never knew our budget was just so expansive. I feel like Rogers.
Huge, huge. And we got, we were able to get inside the head of Austin Matthews.
You're kidding. And now we go inside the head of Austin Matthews.
I am great. 2 goals in the last month isn't that bad, is it? I'm gonna own this city. Line A and VC have got nothing on me. There's no way that Nylander is more handsome than I am. So did you see the article in the Globe and Mail about, I think it's 9 free agents that they think the Blue Jays should target? Potentially target.
I did. I love those lists.
Yeah.
They make me daydream of possibilities for my baseball team.
Yeah, and it's full of wonderful graphs and advanced stats as well.
Sabermetrics.
Yeah, sabermetrics. And the interesting thing is, based on all those advanced stats and graphs, Edwin Encarnacion is probably the best free agent out there. So I'm just wondering when you will say that Kendrys Morales is a better player than Edwin Encarnacion, because you and I both know that once Edwin is no longer a Blue Jay, you're going to have to say that Morales is a better player than Encarnacion.
I don't think I need to say that at all.
So,
and I'll tell you why.
He's not as good a player as Encarnacion? Is that what you're going with right now? I just want to get for posterity so we can refer to it in June 2017 when you're telling me that Morales was actually a better solution than Encarnacion.
I'm thrilled that we're recording this because I firmly believe that Morales was not acquired to be a substitute. I think the Blue Jays brass is still asking themselves, do we bring back Edwin? Do we bring back Jose? One or the other, maybe both. Wishful thinking, I know. But Atkins had comments earlier in the day where he basically said it's still possible that we could bring him back and we'd love to have him as an important part of the puzzle. Now, I know that the cynic in you is rolling his eyes and saying it's just the rhetoric that you hear from the front office, but I think Kendrys Morales is a great acquisition. Whether he turns out to be better than Edwin is up to Kendrys Morales for a full home schedule in the Sky Dome. I'd like to see how he does. I wouldn't be surprised if he hit 35 to 40 home runs, which is pretty much what you expect from Edwin.
Okay. it's interesting double talk.
Do you want me to admit that he... Why do you need me to admit that he's better or worse than Edwin?
Because I know that's what you're going to say. well into the season of 2017, when, as you just said, that he'll hit 35 home runs. So let's say September he's at 31, 33 home runs. You're going to be like, you know what? I really think Morales is better than Edwin Encarnacion.
No, I don't think he's better than Edwin. I don't think he'll be better than Edwin. But I think that getting an $11 million player with decent contract control to replace a guy that otherwise expects 5 years at $25 million is a pretty shrewd move. Okay,
that's all I wanted was a soundbite of saying which one you think is better.
And you can't wait to edit
and
this.
We just got it. You are saying that Encarnacion is better than Morales. I just wanted one way or the other which one you think is better. And we've got
that's
it.
Right.
So I can't
Edwin
wait.
Is better, but I really like Morales.
Oh, there you go.
You see what I did there?
You just can't do it. You just can't say
I can't.
It.
I can't.
You can't.
Part of me's dying. I can't. I'm like a golden knight right now.
Oh, yeah. There's other holes for the Jays to fill, too.
Yeah.
With them losing the goggled wonder.
Yeah, the left-handed relief specialist who wasn't so special in the first 2 months of the season.
He pitched 36 and two-thirds innings. Let's even round up to 37 innings. This whole past 2016 season.
It's amazing.
And
Brett
he
Cecil,
got
yeah.
a $30 million deal.
Yeah.
God damn.
With a no-trade clause. Let's be clear about that.
And this is a message like, for all even... fathers out there. Tie your kid's right arm behind his back and teach him to throw with his left. And just
or
tell him to
back.
Be a...
Or her back.
Tell him to be a middle reliever. You know, it's easy work, man. Be a lefty and... pitch 30-some-odd innings in a season. Jeez, that's easy work.
And it always happens in baseball more than any other sport, don't you find? That when a player who's a veteran in the league has an offseason during their free agency year, that suddenly another team walks in and says, I'm going to ignore what happened the previous year. I think you're exactly what we need. Here's more money than any other players received of your ilk in the last 5 years, and by the way, you'll also get a no-trade clause.
Yeah, yeah. But the funny thing
is... St. Louis
is
going for it.
The funny thing is, though, is that in baseball terms, $7.5 million a year is not that much money at all. Like, that's a top hockey player, $7.5 million per, but for in baseball terms, $7.5 million is a mediocre middle reliever. That's what the market is demanding, and that's what he got, so...
And yet something tells me in the postseason... In Game 5 of the World Series, when you need to hold the lead and you bring in a Brett Cecil to do it and he gets the job done, suddenly you're thinking, wow, that was the best investment we made all year. It's funny how it works that way.
Yeah, it is funny. And you know what else is funny?
Mm-hmm.
We got, again, some exclusive footage.
No way.
Yeah, of the Brett Cecil.
This is unbelievable.
Brett Cecil's thoughts about his new team and contract.
Oh, man, I got to hear this. I feel like we're turning into CNN.
Let's do it. We now have exclusive Habs fan versus Leafs fan coverage of the Brett Cecil press conference as he's introduced to the St. Louis media.
I want to thank all of you for coming. It's such a pleasure to be here in St. Louis. I want to thank God, my family, and management for all the blessings that I've received. And I'll take your questions now.
Brett, it's Bob from Fox St. Louis. And wanted to ask you how you're feeling now that you're a St. Louis Cardinal.
I'll tell you, I feel wonderful. I haven't felt this good in years. I really need to thank God, my family, and management for all the blessings I've received.
Another question, Brett. You only pitched 36 and two-thirds innings last year. You're now going to earn $30.5 million over the next four. How do you justify that?
Well, I thank God, my family, and the management for all the blessings I've received, and I'm just happy to be here.
Another one, Brett. How do you respond to those who say that you might have cost the Jays a division title last year based on the poor start to the 2016 season?
I don't know if I'd characterize it that way, my friend. I told you that I'm happy to be here. I had a good experience with the Jays. I want to thank God. My family, management, I'm here now in St. Louis, and I'm happy to be here.
And that's what matters. I'm sorry, Brett. I just another one for me, please. John Gibbons, he didn't exactly give you a ringing endorsement last year.
Listen, I'm tired. I don't know who you are. What's your name?
It's Bob from Fox Sports St. Louis.
Bob, I don't need this shit. I don't know who the fuck you think you are. This is a joke. I'm fucking out of here. And now it's time for Trapped in an Elevator with Bobby Clark.
Ah, these elevators take forever. Oh, finally, here we go. 30th floor, please. Oh, hey, Bobby, how are you?
You're gonna make more in 1 year than I made in my entire National Hockey League career. This is my floor. Go to hell, Brett.
It's Brent. And now, a tender moment with Lou Lamoriello.
Come in.
Lou, how are you?
Brendan, good to see you. Sit down.
Oh, thanks, man. Oh, I'm so excited, Lou. Friggin' Austin Matthews finally scored tonight. 2 goals, he looked amazing!
He definitely scored. It is certainly a good part of our plan.
Oh, I'm telling you, Lou, Nylander's been looking good. Marner, man, everyone's talking rookie of the year for this guy. The Matthews scoring, it's all coming together!
I agree. I am pleased with the development so far.
Anderson's looking like the goalie we envisioned him to be. Oh man, nothing could be better.
This is an interesting time in the history of this franchise. I couldn't agree more.
Hey, I heard your one-year-old granddaughter. She took her first steps. Congratulations.
Children are wonderful.
And Lou, more good news on the family front. I heard your grandmother just beat cancer.
We are all very pleased. The entire family is.
Oh, hold on, Lou. I'm just getting a text. It's ACC parking security. Someone just stole your car.
That is horribly, horribly disappointing. I'm so alone. Brendan?